All right, everybody said we're on Chaf Aleph tonight. I'll begin on the Mishnah on Chaf Beis, and we'll take it down from there. Everybody all set? So you did this presumably yesterday, but even if you didn't, you'll have it today. I'm a little under the weather. I can't speak very loudly. Okay, Misha Ramar Harein Nazir Vishma Chaveru V'Imar Va'ani Kulam Nazirim. If Reuven says Harein Nazir, and then Shimon says Va'ani, me too, and then Levi says Va'ani, says they're all Nazirim. Now, the Gemara right now, the Havamina, thinks they're all Matpis with the first person. That's what we think. In other words, like, the question's going to be, you're connecting to somebody. Who are you connecting to? In other words, there's two possibilities. You have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you know, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Binyamin. So it could be each was Matpis with the one before them, or each is Matpis with the first person. Okay, we think right now in the Havamina, they're each Matpis with the connecting to the first person. Okay? Then let me just get through the Mishnah and we'll take some questions. Hutar Rishon, Hutru Kulan. If the neder for the number one, whoever Reuven, if his neder is vacated, everybody's neder is also vacated. In other words, they're all linked to him. So he goes down the tubes, everybody goes down the tubes, and either way I explained it, that would work. He says, Hutar Ha'achron, Ha'achron Hutar Kulam Asurim. If the neder from the last person is released, it only affects the last person, doesn't affect anybody else before. Okay? Now, Amar Harini Nazir, if a person says, I'm a Nazir, V'shama Chaveiro, V'yamar Pi Kefiv, Usari Kisaro, somebody says, my mouth is like his mouth, my hair is like his hair, the Gemara is going to explain that he's saying, now it's not clear whether he's actually saying this, or this is what he intends, that my mouth should be prohibited in wine, like he's prohibited in wine, my hair should be prohibited in cutting, like his hair is prohibited in cutting. He says, Harei Zeh Nazir. That's an acceptance of Nazirus. Now, Harei Nazir, V'shama Ishto V'amra V'ani. They want to make it a family project. The husband says, I'm a Nazir. And the wife says, you know what? I'm in for it too. I'm going to be a Nazira. He says, Mei Feret Shlo V'shlo Kayam. He, the husband, can revoke her neder and still hold on to his neder. He makes a neder, he's a Nazir. She says, I'm into it all as well. So he can revoke her neder, and his neder is not impacted. But let's say it's the other way around. She says, Harini Nazira. She starts the ball rolling. She says, I'm a Nazira. V'shamar Bala v'amar v'ani. And then her husband hears that. He says, you know, I'm in with it also. Eino yechol ha'afer. He, the husband, cannot be made fair the neder. Now, the Gemara thinks right now in the Havamina, the reason he can't, we think, he can't be made for the neder, because if he's made for the neder, he's revoking his own vow, and you can't revoke your own vow. That's what we think right now. We'll analyze it more in the Gemara. Okay, we'll see. Now, Harin Nazir Va'at, let's say he says, I'm a Nazir, and what about you? Va'amra Amen, she's Amen. That name, she's in for it. It says, Mefer et Shalav, Shalo Kayam. He can be made for her neder, and his is still intact. Harini Nazira Va'ata, let's say the wife says, I'm a Nazira, and how about you, dearest? Va'amar Amen. He says, Amen. Eino Yechol Afer. He can't be made for the reason we said above. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah?
But this is, if somebody says, I'm going to fast tomorrow, and the second guy says, me too, does he have to fast?
So, here we're talking about a neder. So we learned that there's a concept of hadpasa by nedarim. You can link your neder to somebody else. So if a person, Reuven says he's making a neder to fast tomorrow, and Shimon says, me too, that means he's in with a neder. All right? All right, any other?
I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we have the idea of talking to Adibu that he has.
It's coming up. It's going to come up. It's coming up. Give it.
No, my question was this: if is the Mishnah only saying three people? Because if it's
The Gemara is going to address your question in five lines. Let's wait five more lines.
Okay.
Let's see if we get to it. Okay.
What's his question?
About Tokide Dibur. Like, okay. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's just refresh our recollection for 1 minute. If you remember, we've learned the concept of tok kedei dibur is kedibur. If a person says something, tok kedei dibur, right. So if I say something, let's assume it's 5 seconds. Within 5 seconds, it's like kedibur dam. It's like it's connected to the whole thing. So if you remember, we learned the Gemara Masechet Nedarim on Pei Zayin. There was a Ran. He says, why is Tokidei Dibur Kedibur Dami? Tokidei Dibur still part of the, it means that I can change my mind within Tokedei Dibur. After Tokedei Dibur, I can't change my mind. So why can I change my mind for Tokedei Dibur? We get two svaras we gave. So one svara is that it means that we understand that people change their minds about a whole variety of things. They haven't firmly, you know, focused on something, but there are some things you're definitely focused on. Remember, like Kiddushin and Gittin. There we don't say Tokedei Dibur is Kedibur. In other words, you could change things, but by Kiddushin and Gittin can't, and by Avodah Zarah and belief in Hashem, right, and four things. So that's one Mahalach. And then another Mahalach, which the Ron quoted Rabbeinu Tam, he said that it's a Din Rabbanan, Tokedei Dibur. He says that in case, let's say, your Rebbe is passing, you have time to say hello to him and get back to what you're doing without losing a beat. Okay? All right, let me see the Gemara, then we'll come, we'll see if we can focus. Okay? So the Gemara says, Yatav Rish Lakish coming to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rish Lakish was sitting before Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rebbe. Okay, so Rish Lakish, the first generation of Marayim, he's sitting before Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Yatav Kaman, Rish Lakish was sitting and said, V'husha Pisu Kulan Betok De Dibur. So, again, right now we think that everybody's, let's say, focusing on the first case in the Mishnah. Ruvay makes an eder to be a Nazir. Shimon says Vani, and Levi says Vani, and Levi Zvulun also says Vani. So the clock to link up is Tokedei Dibur. Let's assume, just for argument's sake, Tokedei Dibur is 5 seconds. So Rish Lakish was saying that when we say Vani, that they're signing up, that's within 5 seconds. Otherwise, it's not Tokedei Dibur. They can't sign up anymore. You got it? Okay, now, he says here, Bekama Tokedei Dibur. Tokedei Dibur means the amount of time it takes to take an utterance. What's Tokedei Dibur? Kadesh Yilat Shalom. The amount of time it takes to greet somebody. Bekama Kadesh Yilat Shalom. How much is that? So Kadesh Omer Shalom Tamid L'Rab. The amount of time it takes a Tamid, Sidlo is Rebbe. That's the period of time. Okay, so again, so we think right now, we think that they're all makpis with Reuven. Reuven is the first one to make the netter, and everybody's linking up with him. So what, now they're each saying one word, Va'ani. Now Shalom Alecha Rebbe is 3 words. So we think only the first 3 people can link up. After that, not. All right, that's what we think right now.
Doesn't it depend on who you're connecting to?
All right, that's going to be the issue. But right now we think they're all connecting to Reuven. Reuven's the only one who makes the netter. That's what we think. So that's the word. So Amarlei. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya says to Rish Lakish, Tuvlo Shafkid Ravcha LaTalmida. He says, you haven't given time for the Talmud. Let's say the Talmud hears the Neder, and then his Rebbe passes by, he wants to say hello to the Rebbe, and then he wants to adopt the Neder. You didn't give him time to do that. In other words, let's say the Talmud's name will be Moshe. So Moshe hears Reuven make a Neder to be a Nazir, and Moshe would like to adopt that as well, and then Absalachis, his Rebbe, walks by right at that moment. So now he says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So now, he has no more time to adopt it. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying that you get a little bit more than Shalom Alecha Rebbe. You get like an additional, the fourth person could also adopt it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya wants to say. Let me do another 10 lines, then we'll pause, we'll take questions, and we'll go on. So the Gemara says, Tanin Amihachi, the top line of Chafal Paman Aleph. Tanin Amihachi, so Tosfos says, Pevrish Kriv Shimon Lakish. We're doing a Braisa that supports Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, that's the time you have to link up with it. So he says, Tanin Amihachi, Mishamar Rein Nazir. The person says, I'm a Nazir. Reuven says, I'm a Nazir. Mishamach Aveiro. And then Shimon hears him say, I'm a Nazir. Mishahak De Tibur. And then he waited. The clock goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Va'amar va'ani. And then he says, va'ani. Hu asur v'chavir mutar. So the Bryce says, mefurash, Reuven is bound by the neder, but Shimon is not. He waited more than Tokedei Dibur. He says, v'kam kedei dibur, kedei shelet shalom, talmid l'rav. So this Bryce says, on all fours, with Reish Lakish, and against what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya wanted to say. I'm going a few more lines, and I know people have questions. Let me just do a little bit more. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Lei. So the Gemara has already brought a proof to Reish Lakish. The Gemara has the Braises on all fours with Reish Lakish. But now the Gemara says, maybe we have a proof from our Mishnah like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Lei. Should we say that our Mishnah supports Reish Lakish? The Mishnah says, Mishamar Harini Nazir, Mishamach Avir Var Va'ani, Va'ani, the two low. So the Mishnah says that Reuven says I'm a Nazir, then Shimon says Va'ani, that's one, and then Levi says Va'ani, that's two. Now, the Gemara assumes that if, again, the two possibilities are that I get three shots, three bites out of the apple, three words, or three Va'anis, or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, see a four. So the Gemara takes it, if it's three, there's not such a chiddush. Everybody knows the din of tokedei dibur, kedibur dami. That's the key. Tokedei dibur is kedibur. In other words, if I get in tokedei dibur, that's like kedibur. It's like, I could change, I could add on, I could do things within tokedei dibur. So if the Mishnah was teaching me, like Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, I would expect the Mishnah to spell it out and say four people. But if the Mishnah is not saying, if it just says vani vani, then we assume it just means like the default, which is three words, but too low. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara makes a sea change in its understanding. Now, the way Rush understands this is the Gemara up till now had understood that they were all linking up with Reuven. They're all matpis with Reuven. So now the Gemara understands that's not necessarily the case. It's not that Shimon links up with Reuven, Levi links up with Reuven. Each one is linking up with the person before him. In other words, it's like a chain. Everyone says, I'm like him, I'm like him, I'm like him, I'm like him. Everybody's the one before them. So he says, so the Gemara says, Tana ki ruchlu lechshev leizil. Do you think the Tana is going to like it means to put out all his wares like a peddler? In other words, the Tana doesn't have to tell you all these people. In Achinami, more people could do it. So he says, so the Gemara says, v'litni chad. So if that's the case, that you way you're saying it, so in other words, you're saying, we could understand our Mishnah as being in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Theoretically, there's a way for us to understand the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And the Tana is not, the clock is not running on the Tana, because each one is linking to the person. Let's imagine 100 people, one sitting next to the other. And one, number one makes the Neder, and two says Va'ani, and three says Va'ani, and four says Va'ani, but each one is linking up to the person before them. So the clock, they're all Tokedei Dibur. So if that's the way it is, so if that's what you say, and it's not, so the Gemara is saying, in Akinami, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. And it's not, and we all understand that. So if that's the case, so why doesn't Tana just teach me one case? And I'll understand from there. I'll understand, well, everybody goes on and on. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, you're right. Taka the Tana could have told me that way. The Tana wants to teach me the later case, that of Hutar Rishon, if the first person's neder gets released, Hutar Rishon, everybody's going out the door. He says, and then similarly, Hutar Ha'achron, if the last one's getting released, nobody else is getting released. So it says Kulan. Kulan means more than one. In other words, really the Gemara could have taught just one case. Reuven makes the Neder, Shimon says Va'ani, and I'll understand from that, and on and on and on and on, like dot, 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 dot. But the Gemara says, since the Mishnah is teaching me later on, but Kulan has got to be more than two people. So the Gemara says, Miklau V'ikam Tzai. So there's another person involved there. Mishum Hachi Katani Vani Vani. So therefore he says Vani Vani. Okay, let's just think for a second. Let's review and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? So we've introduced a few concepts into the discussion. First, we said that I can only say Va'ani if it's Tokedei Dibur of the person I'm linking to. Again, Hakpasa is I'm linking my netter to somebody else. But I have to link it within Tokedei Dibur. And let's say 5 seconds. Let's just say, assume it's 5 seconds. So I have to link it in within 5 seconds. So we said that Reish Lakish says, I only get, it says Shalom Alecha Rebbe. In other words, the amount of time it takes to say three words, Va'ani, 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 and Gemara, that's it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I think it's even four words, because we want the person to have time to say, Lotus Rebbe, and go back and to link up with the Neder. Fine. Then the Gemara learned a Braisa that was on all fours with Reish Lakish, that it's the whole Tokedei Dibur, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, three words, Gemara, that's it. Then the Gemara sought to bring a proof from our Mishnah to support Reish Lakish, and the Gemara deflected the proof and said there's a way to interpret the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Okay, that's this piece. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did? What's up, Fern? It's so much nicer having you here in person, Fern. So much easier. Yeah, go ahead.
It's nicer to be here today. B'toch Kedei Dibur is also the standard for being Mefer in it, right?
No.
Oh, you have to be Yom Shamo.
Right. All right. Any other questions?
Wait a minute. How hard is it to say Haredi Nazir if I don't get into this Va'ani train?
Not so hard, but that's what you want to do. Okay, what is that?
When you hear the first person, he says, I'm a Nazir, you don't know if he's Tameh, You don't have the condition. How long he wants to be nazir?
Doesn't even make
you
a difference.
Just say I am.
Well, no. Wait. The Tamei part is relevant, but the point is the term. If he says nazir, this is stam nazir, shloshim yom. That's what we learned.
What if he said I want to be a year?
That's up to you. So don't say vani. Okay.
If you want to be like him, if he said the year, you find out afterward, or then you get stuck.
No. It's not a switch and bait. It's what he said. What did he say? If he says I'm a Nazir, that means 30 days. If I'm a Nazir for a year, that's a year. You don't want to be a Nazir, don't say Vani. Okay, what's up?
Why did the Gemara switch over from saying that's connecting to the first one and then switching over to this chain?
Why did you
make that switch?
We did that to interpret the Mishnah in accordance with Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. That's why we did it. In other words, the way the Mishnah is now, it was posing a difficulty for Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Why does the Tanna Mishnah teach
only
me only the two? So if it's the way they're all linking up with the first
Measure
person,
four
is more of a chiddush. So he says no. He says it's not such. He says the Mishnah here is not linking up with the first person. The Mishnah is everybody's linking up with the person ahead of them. That's what the Mishnah is teaching me. So if that's the case, so he doesn't have to teach me.
Also.
He doesn't have to teach me even just one. One is enough. And so the Gemara says so he taught more because of the Emsai. Okay.
So what is the
two questions?
All right, wait, one second. The people who are here are okay. We'll go ahead.
The Tokedei Dibur
right.
is standard for what?
Tokedei Dibur is the amount of time here. It was Tokedei Dibur is Kedibur. Tokedei Dibur, you're still connected to the original sentence. You can make changes to it. You could do whatever you need
you
to
can
do.
Make
right.
To
in other words, it's like you're talking. In other words, you haven't stopped talking until Tokedei Dibur passes.
So I can say Va'ani, below Ani. You know, I can change it.
Wait.
Depends what number you are.
Yeah. So you want to say if a person makes a netter, can he change it with Tokedei Dibur?
I think the answer is yes.
So this we spoke about with Nedarim. Remember when Nedarim were like Hekdesh? Hekdesh was one of the cases that you couldn't change over. But if he wants to do Vani, it has to be within Tokedei Dibur. Okay, let me get to Pesach David, then I have to move forward. I am sorry. Okay, go ahead, Pesach David.
Two questions.
Go ahead.
You're doing the linking up, do the people further down the chain have to hear the first guy or no? They just hear the Ani.
Well, I assume that they have to know what the person is saying Vani for, so it doesn't seem to make much sense unless they heard the original person. In other words, if I'm at the end of a line of 100 people and I just hear people saying Vani, I don't know what they're doing, you know what I mean? So I have to know what I'm doing. So I assume hear the first person. I assume that too.
All right. Second question.
All right. Go ahead. You're getting two in for one. Go ahead.
100 people say Vani at the same time. Like the rabbi says, I'm a Nazir, and everyone says Vani. It's not a chain. They say simultaneously. Are they all 100 Nazirim?
Yeah, that would also work. Okay, now I have to move on. Okay, I got to move on. Please excuse me. Now, all right. Now I have to hold off with questions till we get to the bottom of the column. Okay, I apologize. But we began though with the Mishnah today, which I did half of yesterday's daf also.
Most times.
Okay, so now, Ibailahu Chad Bechavri Mipis Odilm Bekam Mipisi. So the Gemara says when a person says Vani, another person says Vani, another person says Vani, are they each linking up with number one, or are they linking up with the person before them? So we touched on it before. Now, before, the Gemara said that it could be the linking up with the person before, but that was just to, you know, help out Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. That was just to deflect the proof that Reish Lakish had from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara is asking, is a separate matter, which is the case, what is the Mishnah speaking about? Let's take a look. So the Gemara, Ibailu Chabachabi Mipis, so didn't become Mipisi. The Mai Nafkamina, what's the Nafkamina, whether I say you're linking up with number one or each one with them before them? La Pusa Yumezel, in other words, to be able to keep going and taking these Nidarim. Yamri Chabachabi Mipis, if I say that one person links up to the person before them, so Mipisin Va'azan Liolam, I can go on and on and on forever. Each one is Tokedei Dibur, the person before them. So I can have 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, instead of what works. But if I say they're all linking up to number one, then the clock runs out at Tokedei Dibur. Then only, like, you know, after 5 seconds or whatever it is, then that's the end of it. Okay, so that's the question. Okay, so we're trying to clarify what is the case that the Mishnah is speaking about. So Tashima, so now the Gemara tries to bring a proof from our Mishnah. It says, Hareini Nazir. So Reuben says I'm a Nazir, v'shamachaveru v'imar v'ani, and then Shimon says v'ani, and then v'ani, and then Levi says v'ani, with two lomidi. And then the Mishnah doesn't mention any more cases. So Shmamina b'kamahu d'mitpasi. So the Gemara wants to say, l'chora, this is similar to what we had before, they're all linking up with the first person. He says, the isak like the klapakabri mitpis, if the Tana is teaching me that one person can link up with the next person, so I would expect him, litni tuva, isavani. I would expect him to have even more. In other words, teach me that, you know, it goes ad infinitum. So I would think he would teach me more than two. If it's just Shtokdei Dibur, so then that I understand. So it doesn't spell out all three, but that's what I would understand. But if it's, well, Kabbalah goes on and on. So the Gemara says, in other words, the Gemara thinks it's a Chiddush, that one person will be linked up with the person before them, it goes on and on. So the Gemara says, Tana ki rufa lichshi v'leziel, do you think the Tana is out to put all his wares out like a rochel? In other words, like a peddler. So the Gemara is saying, not such a Chiddush. In other words, the Tana relies on us to understand, according to this Hezber, that Vani, he says Vani twice, and it goes on and on and on. In other words, in the Habamina, I thought it'll be such a Chiddush, he should spell everything out. So we're saying, not such a Chiddush, and then we could explain the mission that way too. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Vlitni Chad, L'shamin and Kulun. So if that's the case, why doesn't the Tana just teach me one person? Reuven makes a neder, Shimon hears it says Vani, and then I'll understand that everybody can follow. So Aidi Diktani Hutar Rishon Hutru Kulan, since the Tana teaches me in the next line, he says that Hutar Rishon, if the first neder is vacated, Hutru Kulan, all of the Nedarim are vacated. So Hutar Akron, Mutar Bakulan Asurin, and then he teaches me later on in the Mishnah, if the Akron is vacated, it's only the Akron is vacated, nobody else. So from that line, it sounds like they have to have more than two people involved. So therefore he says Vani Vani, but in Achinami, the Gemara wants to say that this part of the Mishnah is not Mukhrach one way or the other way. It could be that they're, from says Vani Vani, could be the first person or the person before them. So Tashma, so now the Gemara tries to bring another proof from our Mishnah. His Hutar Rishon, the Mishnah says, if number one is vacated, Hutru Kulan, then they're all vacated. We think the Mishnah is saying that the only way that multiple people are released from the neder is if number one is vacated. If number one is vacated, multiple people are released from the neder. Otherwise not, we think. So Rishon Hu Desharu. So the implication is, if number one is vacated, so then other people are vacated. I am Sa'ilo. But if it's somebody down the line, not. Shmamina b'kama mitpasin. So if what I said is correct, it sounds like they're all linking to the first person. So, in other words, you have 10 people, they're all linked to Reuven. Reuven is vacated, they're all vacated. That's what we think.
Well, you can't have 10 people.
The thing is, it depends how we're doing this. In other words, if we say it's b'kama mitpasin, if it's the first person they're linking up with,
they cannot have 10 people.
No. If it's the first person that they're linking up with, right. Unless they were doing simultaneously, right. Okay.
He dies.
Okay, now the Gemara says Eimalach, and again, Lashon Nazir is also Mishun. I would expect a woman to say Liolam Eimalach, but Eimalach Liolam Chad B'Chavri Mipis. I could say no. The Mishnah means each person is linked to the person before them. V'Aidi D'Bayim In The Hutru Kulan, because the Tana wants to teach me Hutru Kulan that they all became permissible. V'Itana Emtsai Ikarishon Lo Mishtare. And because, in other words, the Tana wants to teach me a case where everybody's permissible, everybody's permitted. So for that, he needs to teach me the case of the first person being vacated. Now everybody will be released. He says, "The itan emtsai." Because if he would teach me somebody down the line, ikarishon lo mishtere. So then the first person isn't released. B'shumahaki itani rishon. That's why he teaches rishon. Okay, let me just pause for a second. So. Initially, we thought to say, the Tana teaches, we thought the Tana was saying that multiple people are only released if the person is released. Mm-hmm. That's what we thought. Otherwise, only one person is released. So it's like the whole group, if it's Rishon, if it's not the Rishon, it's just, you know, Joe, whatever, is released. That's what we thought. So that would be a Raya, if that's correct, that would be a Raya that they're all Matpis in the first person. That's what we thought the Pshat Mishnah is. So the Gemara says, no. He says the pshat could mean that each one is linked to the person before him, but the reason the Tana mentions the Rishon is because the Emtsai In other words, he wants to say hutru kulan, that they're all released. If he does emsai, they're not all released. Some are released, but not all released. Okay, so tashma, just a few more proofs, then we'll pause, okay? Tashma, hutar ha'akron, ha'akron mutar v'kulan asurin. He says, so the Mishnah says that if the last person is vacated, so his netter is vacated, but everybody's prohibited. He says, lo ika achrina batre. So we think the only, now we're flipping it over, we think the only case where one person is impacted is when he's the achron, otherwise more people. Aval emsai, ika achrina batre, mishtarin. But the emsai, if he would be vacated, more people would be impacted. In other words, the Mishnah says mefurish, that if the achron is vacated, that's it. He's the only one who's vacated, nobody else. So we think that's the only case where one person is vacated. If anybody else is vacated, more people are vacated. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, that would be a proof that it's
chain.
That's chain. Right. So Shmamina Chab Chabri Mipis. So the Gemara says, Liolam Eimalach Bekam Mipisin. No, I could say everybody's linked to the first person. Umay Achron De Katani. What does the Tana mean when he says Achron? He says Emsoi. In other words, when he says Achron, he doesn't mean the way we understand Achron. He means even the middle person he calls Achron. He says V'aydi Tana Rishon Tana Achron. In other words, he's got the Rishon. As opposed to the Rishon, this is Achron. It's not the Rishon, somebody later. Anybody after the Rishon, he calls Achron. But he's saying that if I do the Achron, it's only he's released. But everybody's linked to the first person. In other words, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda. So he calls each one of them Achron, in other words, because they're not Rishon. But if Achron is released, it's just that Achron. Okay, so we don't have a proof. So it could be either way so far. So Tashma, now we bring our final proof. Tashma, Detanya, Behedya, we learn a Braisim of Furish. Hutar Rishon, Hutru Kulan. If the first person is vacated, everybody's vacated. Hutar Ha'achron, Ha'achron, Hutar Kulan Surin. If last one is vacated, he's the only one who's vacated. So far, it's not so different from the Mishnah. But Hutar Emsai, but if the middle person is vacated, and here Emsai, we can't say Zachron, because he mentions Zachron elsewhere. Hutar Emsai, Heimel Lamatu Mutar. So from him going down is released. Heimel Lamala Asur. Above is still prohibited. Shmamina, Chabachari Mipis, Shmamina. So from that price, it's the foolish that we're dealing with a chain, like Yosef was saying. So again, we had a question. In the Mishnah, when everybody's saying Va'ani, are they linking up to number one or the person before them? So the Gemara is saying that they're linking up to the person before them. That's the way it comes out. So if I have people linking up to the one before him, so if you imagine, you know, like 100 people, and each one's saying Va'ani, so if number one is vacated, they're all vacated.
That's either way.
Right, that's correct. He says, if number 50 is vacated, so 50 to 100 is vacated, and 1 to 50 is still in a good place. If number 100 is vacated, just 100 is vacated. Okay?
Now you're saying that the only way you can get to 100 is if everyone said it, the batachat?
No. Again, if it's a chain, which is the way the Gemara is saying now, each one has to say va'ani in tok de
dibor
from
the one
before. Four. Yeah.
Okay?
Right. Everybody good? All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts in Zoom land?
I have one comment about Tokidei Dibor. It's interesting you say it's three words. I think of it as seven syllables. I mean, why do you say words? Because a word can be many syllables. Those are seven syllables. Ba'ani is three syllables.
I hear.
Tokidei Dibor is seven syllables. So I would say you can get two Ba'anis if you want to be Tokidei Dibor, because that's six syllables.
All right. This I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I don't know how to respond. Okay. Now, let's see further the Gemara.
Rabbi, don't we have also another option of Shalom Alecha, Habibi, Mori, which is four words?
Right,
how
right.
How come the Tosfot is over there only three?
Right. So this is a question of Halacha. What is the Shir for Tokidei Dibor? Is it Shalom Alecha Rebbe or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori? I saw he has a piece here in the... One second. He wants to say, let's say he's quoting the Maharit. The Maharit is working within the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you have enough time to say hello to your Rebbe. So he wants to say that if the Rebbe passes by, and you, that in other words, really in Tokidei Dibor, he wants to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. So if the Rebbe passes by, you say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And then you have, you know, you can say, and then you can say Va'ani. You understand what I'm saying?
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
In other words, you mean Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, he's saying a little different. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying that whatever you'll say Tokadibur Iris, you have a little bit more. He's saying, this Shita is saying Tokadei Dibur is Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mor. Tokadei Dibur is four words. But if the Rebbe passes by, you could say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and then within the fourth word, still get in. Okay, I have to move on. I apologize, but we have to keep moving.
It doesn't give you any time to catch up with the Rebbe.
All right, you'll do catch up after you become a Nazir. Okay, now, Hareni Nazir, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mor, Pi Kepivu, Sarik, Sarov, Chulay. So the Mishnah says, the person says, Hareni Nazir, Reuven says that, and Shimon hears him, and Shimon says, my mouth is like my mouth, his hair is like my hair. So he signed up for Naziris, the Chulei. So Mishum Damar Piv Kipiv Sirik Sir Hareni Nazir, because his mouth is like my mouth, my hair is like here, he signed up, turn page. Reuven, we ask a question from the following Brisa. Brisa says, Yadi Nazira, my arm is a Nazira. Ragli Nazira, my leg is a Nazira. Lo Amar Klum, that means nothing. Roshi Nazira, my head is a Nazira. Kvedi Nazira, my liver is a Nazira. I raise a Nazir. Zeklal Devarshin Shama Tluibo, raise a Nazir. So the Braisa says that if a person commits with a part of his body which is a vital organ, then he's a Nazir. If I do a non-vital organ, I'm not a Nazir. So the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah right now, he's saying, I'm in it like with my hair, I mean it with my mouth. So that's not a vital organ, so why is he Nazir? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda to Amar Hachi. So Rabbi Yehuda says the person says this, so it's not clear whether he actually says these words or he means these words. My mouth should be like his mouth in terms of wine, being prohibited. Usarik saro milagos, and my hair should be prohibited in cutting like his hair. Okay? So then it's clear that he's taking the Zeris. Who's had questions, comments, or thoughts?
I have the impression that the Gemara does not want people to do Nazir, but here it goes on this way to make it easy for people to be Nazir. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so the halacha is the halacha. In other words, so whether it's appropriate for you to do Nazir or not, it depends on the circumstances, but in other words, the ease and the not ease is whatever the halacha ordains. So that's the way. All right, I'm going to move on. Now,
Rabbi, how does it change that it says that my mouth for wine and my hair for cutting?
Right.
In other words, using body parts and non-vital.
No. In other words, he's not saying that like my body is a Nazir. In other words, he's not saying I'm a Nazir or my vital organ is a Nazir. He's saying that my mouth is prohibited in wine, is what he's saying. My hair is prohibited in cutting. My mouth is like his mouth. My hair is like his hair. That's what he's saying. Okay, now, line 5. Hareni Nazir b'shema ba'ala v'amar v'ani'enu yechol afer. Now, we said in the Mishnah, if a woman says, I'm a Nazir, and her husband hears that, and he says, v'ani, Eino yechol hafer. He can't revoke the vow, and we think right now in the Havamina he can't revoke it because then he'll be revoking his own vow. That's what we think. Just give me 1 minute. Okay, Ibailahu Ba'am Akar Akar Odim Megas Gaius. So the Gemara says when a husband does hafara, this is a topic we've had before, how does hafara act? Is hafara Ma'akar akar, does it totally uproot the whole neder, like Hataras Nadarim, like it never existed? Oh, Dilma Megas Gaius, it existed, but now it's terminated as of the time he does the Hafara. That's the question. So, my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether the husband is Ma'akar or Megas Gaius? Leisha Shanad Rabban Azir. Let's say you have a woman who took a neder to be in Azira, the Shema Chaverta, and then her friend heard her, I'm Ravani, and she said, I'm in it also. And then, so I have Rachel says, I'm a Nazira. And then Leah says, Va'ani, me too. Then Rachel's husband, Yaakov, he hears about the Neder, and he's Mayfair it. He Mayfair Rachel's Neder. So the Gemara says, so if I say the husband uprooted it as if it never existed, nobody's a Nazira, not Rachel, not Leah. He says, V'yamri Megas Gaius, but if it just terminates it as of now, he says, I yishtarai chaverta asira. So the first woman is still a Nazira. The second one, and the first one, the woman is not a Nazira. The first one, second one is a Nazira. Right. So what's the halakha? Okay. Everybody good? So the Gemara says Tashma. So now the Gemara tries to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tashma. Harein Nazira. If a woman says I'm a Nazira, Shema Baala Vamar Vani. The husband says Vani, Eino Yechol Lafer. He can't be Mayfared. So we think he can't be Mayfared because he's going to be Mayfair his own neder. That's what we think. He says, if you'll assume that a husband is just cutting off the neder where it is right now, so Leifer Leishto Vuhulitzar. So let him terminate for the wife. In other words, the wife makes the neder on Monday at 9 o'clock. And then the husband says, Vani, I'm into it all as well. So let the husband now, let's say Monday at 5 o'clock, he'll say, I may fare my wife's neder, but I may fare it as of 5 o'clock this afternoon, and now I'm not impacting my own neder because I linked up to her. He says, Vilahulitzar, Elav Shlomina, Baal Ma'akar Akar. So if everything I said is accurate, so the only conclusion I could draw is that the husband is okeret. In other words, he erases it ab initio, so it never existed, and so he's not a nazir either. So, and since he can't do that, so he can't be made for it. So the Gemara says, lo liyola make his guys. So no, the Gemara says, and this is where the Gemara is going to conclude, but not right now, that indeed a husband is make his guys. It just terminates it as of now. So he says, ubedinhu delay for law. And so based on the considerations we mentioned up till now, he should be able to revoke the vow. There's nothing wrong with revoking the wife's vow. And lechora, he should still be in it. He says, V'hainu tamad lomatzi mayfair. The reason he can't be mayfair, came into amar lava'ani, kama damar kayim lichi dami. When he says va'ani, he's doing two things. One is va'ani, he's adopting the netter for himself, but he's confirming the wife's netter, right? He's mekayim it. So once he's mekayim the netter, that's it. He can't undo the kiyum. He's mekayim the neder, then he confirmed it. So that's why he can't undo it. So in other words, so it could be the husband is megas gaius. In Achinami, it's as of now, it doesn't exist anymore. So then he should still, you know, be lined up for it. But the reason he can't do that is because he already confirmed it. So that's why he can't do it. So the Gemara says, Yimitchel ha-kamato matzi mefer, v'ilo lo matzi mefer. So the Gemara says, if he's able to go to a chacham and say, you know, I said vani, I wanted to be a nazir, but I didn't want to confirm my wife's neder. So if he can get a chacham who's willing to undo his kiyum of the neder, like you do hataras nedarim, you go to a chacham to be matir, you know, your kiyum. So if he could do that, so then he could then he could be made for her neder, and then he could still be a nazir himself, but otherwise not.
Can the chacham just cancel her neder?
Again, hafara is only for the Baal. In terms of hatara, then that's something the chacham could, if he would see that it was shayach, he could do that. But there's like an upside and a downside with that. With the husband, for hafara, if it's beinu lebeinu rom shelinu nefesh, absolute right to do it. But for hatara, he has to have grounds for the hatara. There may not be grounds for it. Okay.
What about the word ba'ani means that you're mekayim for neder?
In other words, the idea is we think that. In other words, if I hear you make a neder, and the husband says va'ani, yeah, I would think the husband would say, "What are you kidding me? No way! You know, I don't want anything to see in my house." Yeah, somebody's saying, "You know, I'm into it also." So the implication is, you know, I'm good with it. That's the implication. You know, I'm with you, dearest va'ani. Okay, now, okay. So in the meantime, we haven't been able to answer clearly whether the husband's ma'aka akar or make his guys. Okay. So this is going to take us into tomorrow's daf, right? Okay, so Tashma, Ha'isha Shanad Rabbanazir, of a woman took a neder to be in the Zira, V'frisha et Behemta. So as we discussed yesterday, there are three behemoths that every Nazir has to separate before the termination of their term, right? There's a Chatad, an Ola, and a Shlamim, right? One is a male sheep, a female sheep, and a ram. A ram is just an older sheep. So he's got three sheep, or she's got three sheep. So the Frisha Behemta, in other words, she separated all the behemoths. V'charcha chefer labala, and then her husband revoked the vow. Now the husband could have made the vow, you know, 4 weeks ago, but the husband just heard it now, but he's revoking it. He says, Im shaloh haita behema. Now, if it was his behema, in other words, the assumption here is that the husband owns everything, and whatever the wife takes is like what the wife has is the husband's property. So it was his behemoth that she took to designate as a korban. Now the husband's obligated to give animals for her korban. If she needs korban, he's obligated to do that. But if it was his behemoth, he says teisave to Rebbe Eder. So now that the neder has been vacated, so it's like as if there was no designation to be a korban. It never belonged to her. In other words, retroactively, she wasn't chayav in a korban. So retroactively, there was no designation. So the animal can go and graze with the other animals. It's not a korban. Now, it's going to come out that the questions of the korban chatat, the ola and the shlamim, can be brought voluntarily. He says, "V'im shalah hayta behema." But if it was her animal, how could it be her animal? Let's say somebody gave her the animal on condition that your husband has no chelik in it, or I give her money on condition your husband has no chelik in it. And then, "V'im shalah hayta was her behema hachadat tamut." Then the chatat has to die. So the animal that she designated as chatat has to be left to die. So So the Gemara says, "V'isak adaitach baal ma'akar akar." So if you'll assume that when the husband, when he vacates the vow, it's as if the vow never existed, so tepek lechulin, then even in that case, the behemah should go lechulin. In other words, it's like the designation was made under false pretenses. She mistakenly thought that she's a Nazira, but she wasn't a Nazira. In other words, I can't go around, you know, creating korban chatat, then I'm not chayav korban chatat. So it was on erroneous grounds. So if it's true that the husband is ma'akar, it should be the same thing as we had before when the husband, you know, when it was the husband's animal. It says, El lav shmumina baal megas guy. So we think we have a proof that the husband is baal megas guy. So baal megas guy means, incontrovertibly, she was a Nazira. She was a Nazira for 4 weeks, and the husband heard about it, and then he was Mayfair. So she was a Nazira when she separated it, and she has her own animal. So Mamela, then in Achinami, do we have a problem? So the Gemara says, Leolame Malach Baal Ma'akar Akar. So the Gemara says, no. I could say the husband indeed, he uproots it ab initio. Vahinu Tama. Now the Gemara has a different understanding of, we thought initially when you uproot it ab initio, it's like Hataras Nadarim. And it's like it never existed. So now the Gemara has a different svara. He says, even though it's canceled retroactively, this is footnote 19, he says the consecration is not regarded as erroneous. At the time that she consecrated the animal, she was correct in thinking herself a Nazira. Therefore, the animal is treated like a chatat offering whose owners have died and no longer need atonement, in which case the law is that the animal is left to die. So let's say, so the Gemara now is understanding that even, in other words, even if the husband is, we thought we had a riot that the Baal Megas guy is, because otherwise we couldn't understand how is the animal locked in to be a katan and has to die. Now the Gemara is saying, no, the husband could be akar, and even though everything's uprooted, it's not the same as by Nadarim when it never existed. In other words, she did make, the way his words are, he says, annulment by a sage is based on some error in the vow. So the vow is erroneous, the consecration is erroneous. Revocation of a woman's nazirus by her husband is not doing any error on her part. Accordingly, even though her vow was canceled retroactively, the consecration is not regarded as erroneous.
Because it was done, not
right. That's what we think. Okay, so let's take a look. So he says, so the Gemara says, the only melech ba'al mega akar behainu tama came into lotzricha kapara. So by the end of the day now, she doesn't need kapara because she's not a nazira. So habit katat shemetu ba'aleha. So the animal is like a katat whose owners have died. In other words, like to analogize the case, ugemiri our mesora is katat shemetu ba'aleha tama and has to die. So the bottom line is we don't have a proof from that thing one way or another. All right, let me do one or two more proofs, then we'll pause. And we'll take some questions and we'll see where we go. Alright, go ahead.
How can we say she doesn't need a kapara? Didn't we say we have a case before that even if she did half of it, she still needs a kapara, but what she did for those times that she refrained from drinking more?
You mean like Reb Lazar HaKapar? That in every nine. So some want to learn the Gemara the way you're saying. Some want to say the Giras of the Gemara is not Lod Sricha Kapara. It's came to Sricha Kapara and have a Kata Shemei to Balea. Someone has said that she does need Kapara, like you're saying, but she can't bring it. And so therefore it's Kata Shemei to Balea, like you're saying. All right? And if you look at Tosfos, third to last Tosfos, he says, behind Utama, they came into Sricha Kapara, like you were saying, right? So that's the way that would go. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now, Tashma, Aisha Shanad Rabban Azir, a woman took an editor to be in Zira, by Tasho Tayyan and Matamal Meitim. And then she's, you know, not the firmest word, and she's busy drinking wine and going to funerals. Harezu Sofegin at Arabaim. She gets Malkot. If you do it and you get Hasra, so you get Malkot. So the verse says, Hei Chidami. Now this is a Mishnah later on. So what's the case in the Mishnah? Yilimid lo hefer la baal. If I say the husband did not revoke the vow, so Tzrich l'meimar, do I need the Tana to teach me that? That's so pashut. Obviously she gets malchut, you violate. El pshit the hefer la baal. We think the case in the Mishnah must be she took the neder, the husband, and then she was metam in the meitim and she drank wine, and the husband was made for her neder, she still gets malchut. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, if you assume the husband, he like uproots the whole neder ab initio, so am I so figuring arbin? Why does she get malkot? Is it not? We think we have a good proof now that the husband, he just terminates it from now going forward, which in the past is ward under the bridge. So you, at the time you did it, you did violate the neder. So the Gemara says, no, I could say indeed the husband is okar ab initio. So in the Resha, the way we're learning Pshat, he wasn't Mayfair in the Resha. In other words, in Akinami, the Resha case is normally a simple case, but why does he teach me? Because he wants to teach me the Sefer, Hefer Labala, Behilo Yadar. If the husband revoked it and she didn't know of his revocation, and then she's drinking wine and going to funerals under the erroneous belief that she's in a Zira, she doesn't get Malkot. So Tananami on Kaplan Chapez Manala of Tananami Resha Sofeget. So he teaches the first case Sofeget. So it means, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a proof from that Mishnah. So the proof would have been that we thought if the first case was where she had done all these Averot, you know, violated the terms, and the husband revoked the Ned there, and then she still gets Malkot, then we had a proof that must be Megas Gaius. So Gemara says, because we thought it was too Pashut to say that she just made the neder and violated and gets Malkot. So the Gemara says, no, in Echonami, the Tana is saying she made the neder and violated the neder, so it's so Pashut. Yeah, but the Tana wants to just contrast it with the Sefer case. Sefer case, she makes the neder, then her husband revokes it, and then she doesn't know he revoked it, and then she's busy drinking wine and going to funerals, so she doesn't get Malkot. So he just loses that like as like sort of like contrast. But in Achinami, there's no Chiddush in the case of the Resha. All right, everybody good so far?
What's the Resha with the Sefer? I'm not sure.
With what?
What's the Resha case? What's the Sefer case?
Okay, again, the Resha case is that she makes this neder. We don't know the circumstance. She makes the neder, she drinks wine, and she goes to funerals, and her husband is made. We think it means. And we don't know, and then she gets Malkot.
That's the ratio.
So we think it must be that he was Mayfair for her, and then she still gets the Malkot. Otherwise, it's too Pashut. It says that she drank wine and went to funeral. She gets Malkot. Obviously, she gets Malkot. So if it's the way we thought initially that he was made for her, so then she still gets Malkot. So it proves that the husband is Megas Gaius, not Akaka. So the person says no. Pshat in the Mishnah is Pshuto Shul, you know, Kamashmao, that she made an eder and she violated it and she gets Malkot. So it's so Pashut, so why are you teaching it to me? The Tana just wants to contrast it with the Sefer case. The Sefer case is where she makes an eder and she her husband revokes the vow, and then she erroneously, believing she's still in the Zira, drinks wine and goes to funerals. She doesn't get Malkot, even though as far as she knows she is in the Zira, but the husband revoked it. That's what he wants to like compare the two cases. This case you're Chayav, this case you're not Chayav. All right, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, let's just do a few things for the sheets, and then that will be it. One second. All right, we'll do one or two items, since we got. Let me get a couple. All right, first the Al Hadaf. Well, he's got really two today. He's got Tokedei Dibur. This is really from yesterday's, but we did it already. So we spoke about Tokedei Dibur. So he mentions Tosfos and Baba Kama and Ayin Gimel, cites our Gemara and Nazir supported Rabbeinu Tam. Our Gemara sounded a lot like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Tokedei Dibur was a rabbinic innovation to permit somebody to say hello to the Rebbe and still get back to whatever they were doing and still be part of the transaction. For our Gemara indicates the sages and Eilu Shimon to link his Zeris and I to Reuven's and Zeris in the span of Tokhti Dibur, so he could greet his Rebbe. This Gemara sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. The Chasam Sofer finds difficulty with Rabbeinu Tam's position that the concept of Tokhti Dibur is merely a rabbinic invention. If according to Torah law, Shimon's declaration and I is not effective, unless it immediately follows Reuven's declaration of the Zeris, was what has come out according to Rabbeinu Tam. So on a Din Torah, you have to say Vani right after it. But now the Chum give you like a few seconds to say Vani. So how can that work out? He says, how can the sages allow him extra time to consider a Nazir, even more time elapsed than allowed under biblical law? It's a grave sin for a non-Nazir to conduct himself as a Nazir, because upon completion of the term, a Nazir must shave his entire head, including Peis, meaning he's going to shave his whole head, which would otherwise involve a Beirot, but he's going to shave the head because he's a Nazir, and offer the Korbanot, which a non-Nazir is forbidden to do so, Kulin Ma Bazara. So how does Rabbi Tam's shot work out? Doesn't work out too well. So the Chasam Sofer answers that once the sages ordained Tokhti Dibur, Kedibur Dami, and permitted a few word gap between Reuven's declaration of the Zeris and Shimon's declaration of Vani, Shimon's Zeris is biblically recognized, since he had full intent to become a Nazir, coupled with the fact that the sages ordained that the declaration within the span of Tokhti Dibur is valid. So he wants to say that once the Chachamim decreed it this way, now it works even on a Torah level. Once the Chachamim were deciding Tokhti Dibur is Kedibur Dami, so it impacts even the Torah law. Okay, now, he's got about Valme Akar, 1 second. He's got a couple of things here. 1 second. All right, let me do from here, and that'll be it. Poskim debate the halacha of a case where someone was making a bracha on behalf of himself and another, and he interrupted between the bracha and eating. Let's say I'm making a bracha. I'm about to eat an apple. Let's say I'm saying hamotzi. I say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz, and then I'm mafsik between my eating, my bracha and the eating. And Yosef is Yosef with my bracha. He's trying to be Yosef with my bracha. The one making the bracha is certainly required to make another bracha. I have to make another bracha now. But the question is whether the listener also loses the bracha. So I am the speaker, I was mafsik, where does this lead the listener? Do we say that he is dependent upon the one making the bracha, and the one making the bracha did not discharge his obligation, listener also does not discharge his obligation? Or perhaps once he answered Amen, he's no longer connected to the one making the bracha, I'm like off on my own. The Prima Gada maintains that the listeners have discharged their obligation since they did not interrupt between the bracha and eating. The Reb Chaim Palagi rejects the Prima Gaon's proof and maintains that if the one making the bracha does not discharge his obligation, the listeners also do not discharge their obligation. So, again, Reb Chaim Palagi wants to say they're totally linked to the first person, and the Prima Gaon say no, they're not totally linked. That's the way it's coming out. So one of the proofs he presents is Reb Chaim Palagi to support his position is our Gemara. In the Gemara's discussion of whether the husband's revocation uproots his wife's vow retroactively, or only cuts it off from the moment forward, the Gemara cites a brisa that presents a dispute between Tanakam and Rav Shimon regarding a woman who latched onto another woman's vow of Naziris. Tosfos explains that all opinions agree that when it is clear the second woman wanted to behave exactly like the first, whether for leniency or whether for stringency, the second woman's Naziris will also cease if the husband of the first woman revokes her vow. Remember, you have Rachel and Leah, and Rachel makes the neder to be Nazira, and Leah says, Va'ani, I'm with it. And then Rachel's husband comes and revokes the vow. So that was whether it's Megas Gaius or Ma'akar Akar. So if it's Ma'akar Akar, she's going out the tubes. This teaches the principle that when one person relies on another for their status, they follow the status for all outcomes. So it means, if the first one is vacated, I'm in trouble. I'm going down the tubes. So he wants to say, whichever way you're going with that. So he says, therefore, when one person is dependent upon another to discharge his obligation to recite a bracha, he's completely bound up with the circumstance of the one making the bracha. if it turns out that the first person did not discharge his obligation, the second person will also not discharge his obligation. If the preliminary analysis from Chaim Palagi rules that the listener should hear the bracha a second time from the one who originally recited the bracha, since that person is certainly required to repeat the bracha. Mishmur writes that the implication of the poskim is that the listener does not fulfill his obligation if the one making the bracha spoke before eating, but he leaves the matter unresolved. Okay, I got to call it today. Let me end this.